Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now Jordan, we're going to focus initially at least on the precious metals, but more so on the precious metals stocks. You and I were chatting off mic and I made the comment early on that I've noticed a bit more of a fade coming into the underlying metal stocks. Whether you look at the juniors, those continue to fade lower. Some of the higher quality names are also drifting lower. And you look at something like GDX and GDX broad, or GDX and GDXJ broadly, this week they're already down about 5%, a little short of 5% this week. And it's just this continued drift, which unfortunately, I know a lot of us came into this week after the pop, or after at least the recovery in gold, thinking, you know, maybe this fading motion, this downward trend is over. Maybe the metals and metal stocks can move sideways into the end of the year. This week, at least so far in the first three trading days of the week, it's showing us that weakness is still coming into these precious metal stocks especially. What do you have to say about the continued downward trend of metal stocks?
Well, Corey, I think the stocks are, it looks like they're leading the metals. And I mean, ever since we had, early last week when we had, so we had the election, I call it the election gap, which left a huge gap. And my thinking was, if this gap holds, you know, we've seen the corrective low and you want to buy weakness. And of course, that's because, you know, you don't know if the gap's going to fit, it could fill in 3 weeks or 3 days. You just don't know. But at the beginning of last week, you know, we saw the gap fill. And I mean, that was a huge gap fill. But if you look at the candles since that point, the price action has been really weak. Even when we had a 3 day rally to end last week, the candles were really weak. So I'm not that surprised by the weakness that we're seeing the last couple of days. Although, as you noted, I mean, we are starting to see stocks that were holding up well over the last month or two, those are starting to get hit this week. So when you start to see the strong stocks get hit like that and you're approaching some really strong support, you know, that tells me we're coming close to a low of some sort. So I know it's disappointing to see losses and stocks in the red and things selling off, but if we look at GDX and GDXJ, I mean, they're approaching some really, really strong support levels. So I think people have to be ready in the coming days or the next week or two, be ready to buy, because I think we are setting up for the best buying opportunity we've seen in months.
Jordan, can you share with us some of the levels that you're going to be watching then for GDX and GDXJ in terms of where hopefully these ETFs bottom?
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking at a chart right now, and GDX has, I think it's the 38% Fibonacci retracement, which is just, I want to say it's like 35 or in the high 34s. And also you have the 200-day moving average at 35.24, Corey, which is now within 2% of where GDX is. So there are some really strong indicators pointing right at 35. For GDX. And also, if I'm just looking at price action, I'm looking at, you know, past peaks and lows and that sort of thing. You know, I have a line drawn on a chart and that comes into play right about where the 200 day is at 35.24. So GDX is getting really close to that point. And also you can look at the Dow Jones US Gold Mining Index, which focuses on the absolute largest companies in the sector. It's heavily weighted towards those. And I mentioned a week or two ago that that was showing relative strength. So that had a really good bounce off its 200-day moving average. It looks like it's coming back, and it could do the same again. It is still showing good relative strength. So that's encouraging for the large stocks. And you could also say what's encouraging for GDXJ is that is holding up a little bit better than GDX with respect to the support levels, because for GDXJ, the strong support levels that I'm looking at, you have the 200-day, that's 48.41, so that's coming close to 49. On my chart, 49 is basically that was the previous 7-year resistance. And also, if you look at the the Fibonacci, the 38% retracement, that comes into play, I think, just a tad below 49. So we're seeing a lot of, and I did mention the 200 day. So we're seeing a lot of, for GDXJ, we are seeing a confluence of very strong support at 49. But as I'm speaking, GDXJ rather is trading in the low 52. So there's a little bit, call it 5% or whatever. So a little bit more downside in GDXJ. It's not quite as close to bottoming as GDX, but we'll see, Corey. I mean, if we get another day or two of really strong selling here, I think that's going to lead to a bullish reversal.
Okay. Hey, that's what we're all kind of waiting for and hoping for here, I think. Can we also address that this weakness is happening with the U.S. dollar also being weak? I know in the whole metals sector, we hear a lot about a weak dollar. It has to drive metals higher. We're not seeing that right now. And as close as the dollar is to breaking down, precious metals are not that close to breaking out, at least from their recent highs.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because if you look at what's been happening with the dollar both recently and over the last year or two, I mean, recall during last year when gold's major breakout occurred basically with the dollar trending up slightly over a long period of time. So they were trending up together, and that's why gold prices outside of the U.S. are very, very high. But recently, Corey, precious metals started correcting at the beginning of August. The U.S. dollar, its low point was actually the last day of August. And so the precious metals were leading the dollar. And now if you look at the dollar, it's really weak. I mean, it's trading around its lows. It looks like it's threatening a breakdown. I don't think it's going to break down, but that's what it looks like right now. And so the fact is, precious metals, you go back to August, they did not confirm, or the dollar was not confirming the peak in precious metals in early August because the dollar kept falling for a couple weeks. So the dollar did not confirm it there. Precious metals were right. Precious metals were leading. And I think we're seeing the same thing now because precious metals are trading down. They could be within a couple days or a week or two of bottoming. And you look at the U.S. dollar, and that's trading around its lows. So there's a couple things here. To me, precious metals and gold especially tends to lead the dollar. And, we've seen that in the short term, as I've noted. We've seen that over the last year or two. So that's what we have to keep in mind. The dollar is secondary in my analysis. Gold leads the dollar. And so the action in gold right now is telling us that, it looks like gold is probably more likely than not to stabilize here and perhaps rally at some point. But that's not the worst thing for gold, Corey, because as I said, go back the last couple of years, gold was breaking out. That major 6-7 year breakout occurred as the dollar was rising alongside. So keep that in mind. It's just the idea that, everything for gold, it's the dollar that matters. Look at the dollar, focus on the dollar. No, that's faulty analysis. It's gold that usually leads the dollar. The dollar to me is secondary in all of this. I mean, it's important to keep in mind what the trend is in the dollar and what it's doing. But here and now, I would focus more so on gold, precious metals, the stocks, and what they're doing rather than the dollar.
Okay. Yeah, and I think the stocks even more so than the underlying metals, because these stocks have been in a more pronounced downtrend. They're not collapsing, but they have been in this downtrend ever since the beginning of August. Let's also look at the bond market too. I want to know if you see any correlations between the bond market and the moves in precious metals, all considering that the bond market topped at about the same time that the precious metals did in early August. And since that time, we have seen a general downtrend in bonds, which correlates to a general uptrend in yields, especially long-term yields. You seeing any relationship here?
Yeah, I mean, in the short term, or what the relationship has been is, you've had interest rates going much lower. You've had negative rates in places around the world. So that's obviously very good for gold because a zero yield is better than a negative yield. So that's the correlation that's been in place. And if, as you noted with the 10-year, I mean, I just noticed it today, it bottomed, the yield bottomed right when precious metals peaked in early August. And so the yield and the 10-year has been trending higher. So in the short term, that's been negative. However, I will say this, Corey, moving further out, what you have to look at with bonds is the yield curve. And if it's steepening, that's bullish for precious metals. So what steepening essentially means that longer term yields in a rising yield environment are rising faster than short term yields. So you can look at the 10-year, which we're talking about, compare it to the 2-year, which is a proxy for the Fed funds rate. So if we see inflation expectations start to increase, you will see the yield curve steepen. You will see the 10-year continue to rise. You'll see the 2-year, again, proxy for the Fed funds. You'll see the 2-year not really rise. It'll just kind of stabilize. It might tick higher by a tiny bit while the 10-year rises. That causes steepening in the yield curve. That's bullish for precious metals. However, at the very beginning of this process, Corey, the reason why precious metals are weak is because they have been driven by rates going lower and negative rates. So when rates start to move higher, when yields start to move higher, you get an unwinding of that trade. So even though the yield curve is starting to steepen, and that's bullish for gold and precious metals, at the same time, at the beginning of this trend, you're seeing a little unwinding of that trade where people just rushed into gold because bonds were going up and yields were going down. So again, even though the yield curve is steepening, I think it will continue to steepen, and that's very bullish for precious metals. The beginning of this process is negative for precious metals because you're seeing an unwind in the yields going lower by gold trade.
Well, Jordan, we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks for taking a look at some of these other markets, some of which, the dollar especially, that gets looped in with the precious metals. But we do also need to look at the bond market and some of the interesting moves we have seen there. Could all just be because the election is, for the most part, behind us. I don't know. There's a lot of factors that can play into the fact that money isn't flowing into some of these safer assets right now. But we still need to understand where we have been already this year. Jordan, thanks for your time. I'll post a link to your website so people can follow along with your further technicals for the metals. Thanks, Jordan. Have a great rest of your week.